Chapter 5 Hôtel des Templiers. I drove towards Toulouse. What was going on? I tried to sort out my thoughts again. Hyde had come to kill me. He had not come alone. Nina had been with him. So two of the old team had worked together to kill me. It was unbelievable. My old colleagues. How had Nina and Hyde found each other? And how had they found me? And what was more important, why had they tried to murder me? Nina, Hyde and Daniel. We were the only three left of the four. We had left Cass dead at Bambacocha. The only person who knew where we all were was Sir George, our former boss in London. But I could not believe he would be involved in something like this. Unless there was someone else. A memory suddenly flashed across my mind. Two men deep in conversation in a dark Berlin office. I pushed it away and concentrated on my driving. In the distance, I could see the lights of a village on a hilltop. I checked the time. 9 o'clock already. I tried to guess what they would expect me to do. By now, Nina would have gone out to look for Hyde and discovered that the car was gone. She would have put two and two together and guessed that I had somehow escaped. She would have phoned someone to let them know. Where would that someone look for me? They would probably expect me to make for Toulouse and the airport. I decided not to do what they expected. Halfway to Gaillac, I turned off down a narrow country road towards Puy-Selcy. Half an hour later, I parked the car at the Hôtel des Templiers in the old town. Luckily, they had a room free. I checked in and suddenly realized how hungry I was. It was well past dinner time, but the owner kindly made me a plate of country ham, sausage, and goat cheese, which tasted like food for the gods, especially when washed down with a bottle of the local red wine. Before going to bed, I walked round the narrow streets of the small town. Outside the post office, I found a public payphone and dialed a Toulouse number.
Annie? Yes? Is that you, Dad? What's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't heard from you for ages. Then, this evening, someone called, I don't know who, a woman, asking if I've seen you. I nearly collapsed. I told her what you'd always told me to say. I said that you were dead, that you'd died 5 years ago. And now you call. What's going on, Dad?
Her voice was full of suspicion.
What are you up to?
Annie, I'm sorry. I'll explain when I see you.
Okay, Dad. But when will I see you? Where are you?
It's better I don't tell you now. Do one thing for me, though, will you? I'd like you to pick me up outside the supermarket in Castle Knoll tomorrow morning at 9:30. Can you do that? In the meantime, don't tell anyone we've spoken, and don't say where you're going tomorrow morning. We'd both be in danger if anyone found out. And bring an overnight bag. And don't forget that... The phone went dead. My coins had run out.